It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest days of the year for airports. Throw in threatened protests over passenger screening methods, and the result could be chaos. But the so-called opt-out day has not caused chaos. We're going to hear from three airports now, first to Los Angeles and NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
In anticipation of the busiest day of the busiest travel weekend of the year, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa tested out the new scanners himself and urged passengers to use them.
We have a responsibility, everybody, to do everything we can, to employ every tool we can to protect the public.
As passengers began to file into the Southwest Air Terminal at Los Angeles International Airport, they were greeted by several people from We Won't Fly, an organization that's urging passengers to opt out of what they see as an overly intrusive body scan.
Hi, don't be a porn star for the TSA today.
Inside the terminal, Michelle Refuge was a little shocked to see that the opt-out handout showed in pretty graphic detail how passengers would look on the screen.
Like, really? It's doing a bit much.
But for the most part, travelers were unfazed at the prospect of being scanned or patted down. Mrs. Othea Wood, seated in a wheelchair with a faux fur throw across her knees, definitely had no objections.
I have no complaints whatsoever.
You're okay with the scanner, and if
you're doggone right, if it makes us safe, we're going to be smiling and be happy.
And she said, it's much better to be inconvenienced now than very sorry later on.
They'd be the first one to complain if they lost a loved one because of this stupidity of not being checked.
Are you going on an airplane today?
Yeah.
Carrie Richardson was en route to Seattle with her frisky 3-year-old, Rika.
And you're not worried about your child going through the scanner?
No. Other things? Yes, not the scanner.
And Ed Hanley took a philosophical approach as he waited to be ticketed to Indianapolis.
Why complain? I can't do anything about it. I can complain all day, but then what's that going to do for me? Other than frustrate me more and more.
Nick Hancock, an opt-out coordinator, says the aim of today's action wasn't to gum up the works on the busiest traveling day of the year.
As long as people are making a fully informed decision, we're not marching around with signs picketing or protesting. We're not telling anyone that, you know, they're doing the right or wrong thing. It's up to the individual.
And as if to emphasize that this might not always be hypothetical, dozens of airport security, LAPD, and TSA agents streamed downstairs to the men's room near baggage claim for what turned out to be a crank call. Officer Heriberto Gonzalez and his bomb-sniffing dog, Batty, stood at the ready.
You were able to see downstairs that within a matter of a minute or so, you saw so many officers respond. So thank God there was nothing going on, but had there been something, it would have been dealt with appropriately in a very expeditious manner.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News at Los Angeles International Airport.
I'm Cheryl Corley at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. Just the thought of traveling the day before Thanksgiving at this airport can make a passenger queasy. But for many here, today was better than expected.
We came early, and so we're about 2.5 hours early.
We didn't know what to expect.
Maggie O'Say was traveling to New York with her husband. There had been no protest over the full body scanners or the advanced imaging technology, as it's more formally called. There are no long lines of frustrated people here, no delays, in fact, pretty smooth sailing. About 189,000 people will pass through the airport today. 20-year-old Sydney Wolfson is one of them. The Northwestern University student was traveling home to New Jersey. She doesn't think a full-body scan is a big deal.
And I don't really think they're looking at me like trying to get a look, you know, with quotation marks. Like, I just really think it's just a fast and easy way to check you, and then you're off and you go. Plus, I think a pat-down's more personal. They're, like, touching you.
Irma Reyes, traveling to the Dominican Republic with her son, said she initially thought she'd be okay with a scan, but now she's not so sure.
I just heard this morning how detailed it is. Oh, it's kind of creepy.
Justin Oberman, a former official with the TSA, is a consultant now and was at O'Hare today. He says security is much tighter than it was before 9/11 with better screeners and better technology. But he says the agency's focus should be different.
TSA was created by Congress to spend most of its time and money screening passengers at a checkpoint. We need to be spending more time trying to find people before they come to the airport.
But here at O'Hare, what's on people's minds today is the new screening process. Jim Fotinas, a TSA spokesman, can't say yet how many people have gone through the full body scan or had an enhanced pat-down on this particular day, but he says the stats overall have shown most travelers aren't bothered by the new screening procedures. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, at O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
I'm Susanna Capaluto at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta. This is the busiest airport in the world. 1.7 million people will move through the checkpoints here this week.
I have a tall, white hot chocolate with soy.
The lines in Starbucks are longer than security.
David Thompson is sipping a venti coffee right next to the security checkpoint, where wait times were under 10 minutes for most of the day.
I traveled the week before Thanksgiving, and it was a zoo in here. This week, it's very smooth. No lines to wait up.
That's because the TSA in Atlanta has all hands on deck. Checkpoints are fully staffed and managers are helping out, answering travelers' questions about the new procedures. Spokesman John Allen says they are ready for opt-out protests.
We're certainly prepared for that. We've not seen any kind of impact on anything as far as wait times or any change in the percentage of passengers who are opting out of imaging technology.
Allen says only about 3% of travelers will be asked to go through scanners. Ray Jones is going to Buffalo, and she says that would be her choice.
I'd rather have the body scan. It doesn't matter to me what they see. I'd rather that than someone have their hands all over me.
Like many travelers today, Jones allowed herself one more hour to get through security.
I've heard all the security issues on the television, so I said, well, let me make sure I get here extra early just in case it takes longer.
She was able to walk right up to the screeners. Meanwhile, outside, Shannon Dempsey was standing on the curb handing out leaflets.
Excuse me, sir. Can I give you some information about what's being done to you today with the new scanners?
No, thank you.
You're aware that it's...
Yes, ma'am, I'm aware. Radiation? I'm okay. Quite aware.
Dempsey is part of the national opt-out movement. She says success today is hard to measure.
We don't have a metric for it. We're going to see, it's going to be successful when I hand out flyers and educate people.
Dempsey's protest spot was taken up for a while by another demonstration. AirTran flight attendants picketing stalled contract negotiations quickly outnumbered opt-out protesters. Meanwhile, the Atlanta airport has its busiest day yet to come this travel season. That will be Monday morning, when business travelers mix with the crowd returning from the Thanksgiving holiday. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capaluto in Atlanta.